34-year-old Douglas Nyati is a proud owner of a piece of land and 85 head of cattle, which include two Pettigrew bulls worth $8,000. He owns part of Woodlands Farm in Matabeleland South Province. Nyati dreamt of owning his own business when he studied sociology at the University of Zimbabwe in 2004 and later graduate studies at various universities.
My interest has remained on ranching, cattle keeping for breeding as well as for fattening purposes. That's what I've been focusing on in the last 4 or 5 years.
Nyati, who has allocated land under Zimbabwe's land reform program and is also a lecturer at Lupane State University, believes that one has to show a lot of interest in venturing into business while still at college.
It's also about passion. Having an interest in venturing into something is very, very critical. I've been having much passion, especially on the cattle rearing related things, before completing my college. I think that's what has propelled me to this level.
He is quick to say such businesses need a lot of starting capital.
If you are into renting requires a lot of capital. You need proper clothes and so on. Before talking of buying the animals, you need infrastructure that may cost somebody as much as $10,000-$15,000.
Nyati saved his own money over the years to venture into the cattle industry. Most college and university graduates cite lack of capital as a major stumbling block in setting up companies. They say they are well prepared theoretically for life outside college. Among those currently struggling to form their own companies is Pekimpilo Ndlovu, who graduated last year from the National University of Science and Technology, armed with an actuarial science degree.
I want to venture more into waste management, and the initial seed that will require will be above $500,000, considering that the machinery required and the land and clearing, it really requires a lot of initial investment.
He is looking at recycling non-biodegradable material, but his challenge is also in engaging experienced engineers and related manpower.
Concerning the scope of the vision that I have of that company, it will require me to gather in experienced people from other professions like the engineering sector, finance sector, and other sectors as well. So it will be difficult. First years of forming a company, you will require to spend more on your pocket. And then you've got nothing, a seed from your pocket, it becomes difficult. It's a non-starter altogether.
While some observers and critics acknowledge that the current harsh economic environment in Zimbabwe does not permit graduates to launch their own companies, others believe that the country has to restructure its education system to impart them with the requisite skills of starting businesses. Former Deputy Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education and Sport, Isaac Mpofu, says some of these challenges could have been avoided if government heeded suggestions to maintain the F1 and F2 education models soon after independence in 1980.
There was a lot of merit in the F2 system. And at the time of independence, some of us tried to suggest that we adopt that system and make any necessary changes within that system. And we were shot down as having been colonized.
F1 schooling mainly focused on pursuing academic studies, while the F2 system was designed to equip students with life skills. Mpofu, who headed Mzinyatini Secondary School in Matabeleland South, which was one of the F2 schools, says the government should reintroduce the two-tier education system for the benefit of school and college-going students.
The normal school system is too theoretical, whereas the F2 system had a lot of practical in it. My students, for instance, I ran a school for 5 years. They were all employed all those 5 years. Any student who went through our school got employment. And so there's that big difference.
The government last year created a Minister of State for Liaising in Psychomotor Activities, headed by former Masuko Governor Josiah Awungwe. The ministry is understood to be initiating the reintroduction of the F2 system following recommendations by the 1999 Zilamasanga Commission on Education and Training. Some notable Zimbabwean leaders who were once involved in the F2 system include the late Vice Presidents Joshua Nkomo, Simon Muzenda and Joseph Msika, among several others. It still remains to be seen whether the move to reintroduce the F2 schooling will revamp the education sector and open a lot of opportunities for college and university graduates. Reporting for VOA, this is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.